On entering, he was greeted first by Mr. Bennet, who was directing a servant in the movement of some trunks.
"Ah, Mr. Darcy, leave your sanity on the table there, along with your coat and hat. Everyone else has. You will have no need of it again until you leave."
The trunks were Elizabeth's, and had been stationed in the hallway since her return from London. They were frequently moved from one corner to another under Mr. Bennet's instructions, and their presence seemed to bother him unduly. He would fuss about them frequently, and tut often.
"I have arranged for their removal tomorrow, sir, and am sorry for the inconvenience," Darcy said. "I am remiss, and ought to have attended to it sooner."
They both looked at the brown wooden boxes, bound by thick straps. Some were old and simply bore her current initials, E.B. Others were newer, smarter, purchased by Darcy, and were embossed with what was to be her new title, in elegant gold script: Mrs. Fitzwilliam Darcy. They were all labelled with directions, winter clothes bound for London and summer ones for Pemberley. Mr. Bennet waved his apology away, but frowned, particularly at the newer trunks.
"No matter, my boy, no matter. Ladies require so much."
His wit might have been as sharp as ever, but recent events seemed to have taken a toll upon Mr. Bennet, and he had aged rapidly since the year before. He stooped a little now, and had lost his vitality, looked weary. Darcy realised it was perhaps not the placement of the trunks that bothered his future father-in-law. Though they cluttered his entranceway, it was their very existence that brought him pain. Elizabeth was not just his favourite child, she was his friend, too, and the only one of his daughters who could offer him a conversation of some intellectual value, his reading partner, his confidant.
"Yes, ladies do come with a great deal of luggage. As my wife, your daughter will always travel thus, with every frippery and luxury I can provide. I will take great pleasure in spoiling her, and do my utmost to ensure her continuing happiness. In this you have my word."
"Thank you, Mr. Darcy,"
Mr. Bennet replied, emotion making his voice tremor.
"No, sir, it falls upon me to thank you. I know you are not overly fond of town, and would not expect to see you when we are there, but I hope you will visit us at Pemberley. Elizabeth, I think, will miss you and your wise counsel."